everybody. It's Matt Lodi with Northeast Ohio Sports Insiders, otherwise known as NEOSI, NortheastOhioSportsInsiders.com. Welcome to another edition of Monsters Insiders with Monsters radio voice, Tony Brown, as the Monsters get back in action this weekend after a little bit of a road trip. Tony, you got to take in the heartland of America there in Iowa and Milwaukee, but a big week for the Monsters as they got a shootout win over Iowa last Saturday, and then, of course, they did lose the opener of this road trip, by the way, to Milwaukee, but then came back with wins over Iowa, 3-2 in a shootout, 3-2 in a regulation game before falling to Milwaukee on Wednesday. Talk a little bit about the road trip and what you took away from it.
Yeah, it was. Thanks for having me on, first of all, and always a pleasure. And yeah, it was really kind of the tale of two opponents for the Monsters this time out. Lengthy trip, about 7 days from start to finish. Like you said, a loss that started out in Milwaukee, and kind of a game in which there weren't many chances either way. A 3-1 final there against the Admirals, and a late empty netter kind of sealed the victory for them. But, you know, just a game in which the Monsters weren't putting a lot of pucks on net, weren't generating a lot of chances, something they've done really well to start the season. So definitely a frustrating start. But then moving on to Iowa, where a dramatic 3-2 shootout win kind of set the stage on Saturday night. It was good for the Monsters to win a game in a shootout. They'd been in a couple and hadn't come away winners quite yet this year. Jonas Korpisalo was great in that game, 35 saves in regulation, and then three more in the shootout to kind of seal the deal there. And then on Sunday, you cap off that series with the Wild with a game in which the Monsters gave up back-to-back goals despite really playing very well to start the game, dug themselves an 0-2 hole, and then it was really kind of fun to watch them climb right out of it. Three straight goals the rest of the way, including a big one by Andrew Bodner, Chuck, at the end of the first period that really kind of changed the whole momentum and complexion of that game. And to come back and win a game 3-2 when you were down 2-0, I think you'll take that about 7 days out of the week. And then, yeah, kind of a funny finish to the trip. A 10:30 a.m. start, one of those school day games on Wednesday, yesterday in Milwaukee. And, yeah, the Monsters fell into a big hole again, 4-0. Milwaukee at one point in that hockey game. Two goals for the Monsters to get back into it and give themselves a chance. Goaltending change after the first period, but really just was a little bit too little too late in terms of a comeback in a 6-3 loss. So I think if you asked head coach Jared Bednar what he thought of the trip, he might say, yeah, there were some good things to take away, but, you know, two losses there to Milwaukee and some kind of nasty stuff back and forth at the end of that game on Wednesday, too, really sets the stage for what I think is going to be a good kind of rivalry matchup in the Central Division this year with the Admirals and the Monsters.
So right now in the Central Division, Chicago sits at first, but they've only played 9 games. They're, for some reason, they haven't played very many games yet. They've played the least amount of games, along with Stockton, who's only played 8. But right now, Chicago, 7-1. They've got 15 points. Rockford, the Ice Hogs, at 7-3, and then the Monsters at 6-0-3-2. Let's look ahead a little bit there, Tony. This weekend, the Grand Rapids Griffins are in town. They've got a back-to-backer tomorrow night, Friday, as well as on Saturday. Grand Rapids off to a pretty horrific start. 2-7-0-0, so they are in last place in the Central Division. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 1-2-3 Fridays, $1 sodas, $2 hot dogs, and $3 beers presented by Pepsi and Sugardale at the Q. What have you seen, and what do you know about Grand Rapids that we could look forward to? They're off to, like I said, a pretty rough start.
Yeah, you know what? I think you can kind of go one of two ways with a team that starts the year poorly at this level. I mean, you know, on the one hand, yeah, they find themselves at the bottom of the standings, and you look at the matchup on paper, and you look at the numbers, and you say, hey, a strong Monsters power play that's continued to be really good, maybe they can feast on a team that hasn't been great on the penalty kill, and you look at the goaltending matchup, and certainly the numbers would put that one in the Monsters' favor, too. But, you know, let's remember, it's very, very early in the season, and, you know, all these rosters are peppered with so much talent. The Detroit system right now is leaning a little bit more on their minor league system than Columbus is. You know, the Griffins are not as poor a team as their record would indicate, just like, you know, you look at the top teams in the AHL at this time of the year, and they're not as good as they look on paper. So this will be a tough task for the Monsters. There are certainly some things they'd like to clean up after the road trip, and coming back home to the Q is certainly going to give them a lot of confidence, I think. But, you know, this is a big 2 points tomorrow on Friday for the Monsters to get here. Grand Rapids is trending in the right direction. They had a 3-game losing streak that they snapped yesterday, last night against Iowa. So, you know, they're playing better hockey than they have been. The Monsters, certainly the last thing you want to do is to come off a road trip in which you sputtered in the fourth game and then, you know, fail to execute against a team that's at the bottom of the standings. So I think this is important for both teams on Friday. and Saturday, and it should be a lot of fun at the Q. And you mentioned the 1-2-3 Fridays. Also, a Blue Jackets affiliate night tomorrow, so you've got the Blue Jackets jerseys on display, always kind of a cool thing to watch and to take in. And then on Saturday, too, recognizing the veterans and military servicemen and women on Salute the Troops Night. First 10,000 fans going to take home a cool red bracelet to help support the troops. And anybody with a military ID gets a free ticket at the Q box office.
Yeah, fantastic. Again, tickets available. You can go to the Monsters website and check that out at LakeErieMonsters.com. Tony, before we let you go, again, Tony Brown here at Monsters Insiders, talking a little bit about the Lake Erie Monsters. Tony Brown, our good friend, the play-by-play guy. Kirby Reichel still leads the team at 10 points. He got the old call down last week. Is it, you think it's playing on him a little bit here, Tony? Because obviously this is a kid that's got so much talent. We know at some point he's playing in the NHL for good, but how's he handling this call-up, call-down? It's like, what, three times already this year?
Yeah, three times up, three times back down for Kirby. And in fact, the last time he hopped on a plane, went all the way to meet Columbus in Los Angeles, and then was a healthy scratch for that game, watched from the press box, gets back on a plane the next day, comes back to meet the Monsters in Des Moines. So I think, you know, all these guys have a tremendous attitude. They're at the beginning of what's going to be long and fruitful careers for all of them at the NHL level. And I think, you know, it's really impressive to see how they deal with this, because let's be honest, it's got to be taxing on anybody to be able to drop the hat, to have the ability to just head to the airport, meet a team that you haven't been skating with, that you haven't been working with in terms of systems, et cetera, meet them wherever they might be in the country, and, you know, and potentially get tossed into the lineup and have to play. And that's both on the way up and on the way back down. You know, if you go up to the NHL, you're called up because they either have a need in terms of personnel or they want a little spark in their lineup. So there are some expectations there. And if you get sent down, you're likely one of the top players on your team at the American League level, and they rely on you to produce. So a guy like Kirby Reichel, it's been fun and really kind of cool to watch him adapt to this role that he has right now in the Columbus organization. And, you know, his production speaks for itself at the American League level. And you said it, he's got a bright career ahead of him. So I think for all these guys that throughout the season are going to be making that yo-yo trip up and back, it just goes back to, you know, the geography of the situation that we've talked about. It just makes everything easier. Being close to Columbus, having that close communication, these players likely know when these call-ups are coming, or at least have a general idea if they're, you know, close to receiving one, et cetera. So I think, you know, these guys have great attitudes, and they're working really hard, and they want those opportunities. So even if you have to hop on a plane and fly for 5 hours to get your chance, on the other end of that plane ride, it's the National Hockey League. So it really makes everything a little bit easier to stomach.
Again, Tony Brown, the play-by-play voice of the Lake Erie Monsters. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Friday the 13th, it's a Blue Jackets night, and it's 1-2-3 Fridays at the Q as the Monsters take on the Grand Rapids Griffins. And on Saturday night, it's the Salute to the Troops night. You can get a free ticket, and also the bracelet being given away on Saturday night at the Q. And then the team's on the road a little bit, Tony, and then we get Thanksgiving with you. We got a Wednesday, November 25th, Manitoba's in town. You get Thanksgiving Day off to spend with your family, hopefully, and then back in action on Friday the 27th. So, some big hockey coming to the queue, four home games in the next 2 weeks. We look forward to that. We look forward to seeing you too as well, Tony.
Thanks so much, Matt, for having me. Always a pleasure. And yeah, it's good to be back in Cleveland. Good to be at the queue. I know the guys are ready for some home cooking.
You got it. Again, that's Monsters Insider here on NEOSportsInsiders.com. Thanks for joining us, everybody.